And welcome back to Talent Talk with your hosts, Tyler Beckwith, Kel Robbie, and myself, Brett. Today we have freshman rising star, Reese Wood, who recently placed fourth at the State Wrestling Championship out of a 42-man bracket. Reese, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Reese, how many people are on the junior high wrestling team?
There's about, like, 20 to 25 kids.
Wow.
There's about five freshmen, me, Jesse Neville, Kevin Killinger, Curtis Wise.
Cool. So are you the only one that, like, made it that far in the state wrestling championship?
Yeah, there was me and Logan Rumberger who made it to the state championship, and he didn't actually make it to the second day. I was the only one that made it to the second day.
That's awesome. Yeah. Way to represent.
So congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Indeed.
So could you explain how, like, the state championships work? And, like, you said about, like, he didn't move on to the second day. Like, how does all that work?
So you get randomly put into a bracket, and there was 42 in my bracket. So Logan, I guess I got the lucky side of the bracket. You know, I had kids that I could beat right off the bat. So I had to bye first round, which means I didn't have to wrestle anybody. So I had to bye, and then I wrestled two matches and won both of those. So I advanced the second day. Which Logan, he won his first match, and then he lost his second, won his third, and then lost his fourth. Since in his double elimination, which that means he lost two matches, so he's done and out.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. So how many matches in total did you have to win to move on?
Well, I wrestled two the first day, and I won both of those, so I moved on. But if I would have lost, I would have had to win, like, three matches instead to move on. So.
What weight class do you wrestle?
I wrestle 140.
Okay, cool. So far this year, how well have you been doing, other than, you know, placing fourth? Like, going up to the state championship, how well have you done?
I did pretty well this year. I've placed at a lot of high tournaments, good tournaments, so I thought I did good.
That's good. And, like, do you know your record at all?
For regular season, I was 11-1 for, like, the dual meets. And the overall, I was probably like 32-5.
Wow, that's great.
Good. That's awesome.
That is great.
So, what is your favorite memory from this year wrestling?
Probably just making it on the podium at States. You know, that's an awesome feeling with everybody looking down at you in the crowd.
Yeah.
Looking down at you because you beat them.
Do you think that this is going to, like, springboard you to have, like, the opportunity to start on the varsity wrestling team next year?
I hope so. I think I think we'll have a good team next year. I think, you know.
And this, like, helps you make a name for yourself now, because now all the older guys are going to look and see, like, you know, this freshman that plays fourth. So you're going to be, like, a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So next year, like, what are you looking forward to? You
know? Like, my goal?
Yeah.
I want to make it to the state tournament next year as, like, a sophomore. That'd be a big accomplishment for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Cool. So, would you be willing to wrestle Chris? Because we do a thing on here.
Weto quiz.
Sorry about that. We do a thing on here called Challenges with Chris, and where we have Chris do usually the sports that we have people interview. So, would you be willing to wrestle Chris?
Yeah. I'd like to.
You think you could take him down?
I think I could. Yeah.
You think they quit? So you said that you're 140, right?
Yeah.
Chris, what weight class would you be if you wrestled?
Heavyweight.
Heavyweight. Okay. So what is, like, is 140 like midweight or
featherweight? Yeah, it's like middleweight.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's like that's
so
gonna be interesting.
Would it be difficult for you to wrestle Chris? Or
I mean, I don't know. We'd have to just wait and see.
I guess we're gonna find out. We will shortly.
Make sure to check out Challenges with Chris afterwards.
Are you nervous, Reese?
No.
You think you could take him?
I think. I mean, he's never wrestled before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and you're going against the fourth, like, best wrestler in the state.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy, Chris. You should be pretty worried. So, are you into any other sports?
Yeah, I played football this year, but I broke my leg, so
that
ended.
Wow. How did you break your leg?
I wrecked it my friend's dirt bike.
Oh, okay, so not even playing football.
No.
All right. That can be dangerous sometimes.
So do you plan on playing next year?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Cool. Do you have, like, any other hobbies, anything you like to do? You mentioned
riding dirt bikes. I just actually got a new one for Christmas.
Oh, cool.
I know Reagan talks about you riding all over the place all the time.
Yeah.
That's cool. I used to ride when I was younger, but, you know, I hurt myself like you did. I broke my arm, and then I was like, you know what?
I don't want to do that anymore because I don't like breaking bones.
How did you break your leg? Did you like wreck or?
Yeah, the dirt bike actually had no brakes, so I was just going like super fast, and I forgot I had no brakes, and I was there was a turn in the road, and I just didn't make the turn and went off the road into a ditch.
So why are you riding a motorcycle that doesn't have any brakes on it?
I don't know. I don't know.
How did you plan on stopping? We were like, I'm going to put my feet down like they do with the bicycles that don't have brakes.
Yeah, I mean, it had a little bit of brakes. Like, the front brakes had no back brakes.
Oh, well, that's
so
not
I was
good.
Like, you know.
Then if you, like, grab the front brake, you'll do a endo and just go right, you know. Yeah. That's when the front of the bike goes on its front wheel, and then you just fly forward.
Brent knows what he's talking about.
It's cool when you can do it controlled, but not when you just grab a big handful of the front brake. And I'm sure you didn't want to do that, you know.
Yeah.
You could have broke your face doing that. And that's a lot worse than a leg because you're beautiful, Reese.
Okay. So Reese, are you planning on going to college?
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you want to go to college for wrestling?
I'd hope so. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And I think you have the talent to do it. You know,
well, he's a freshman, too.
First
and he's
year, fourth
that
in
ambitious.
State.
That's
like,
awesome.
That's great. Do you know what college you'd want to go to?
I mean, I'd like to go to Penn State. I mean, it's pretty local.
And they have a very good wrestling team.
Yeah.
They lost for like the first time in how long this year?
76 wins or something like that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
So.
Who was it to? Iowa, right?
No, it was Arizona State.
Oh, Arizona State. Yeah.
They did lose to Iowa also.
They did.
It just sucks.
But yeah, I mean, they're still a really good team.
I agree.
So, Reese, do you think that you're going to be a little bit more careful on a motorcycle now that you have a future in wrestling?
Yeah, my new dirt bike does have brakes.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's
good.
That's a start.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, yeah. But were you worried at all? Like, so you broke your leg in football season, right?
Yes.
Were you worried that this would affect wrestling?
Yeah, actually, because when I went back for my checkup, I actually thought I was going to get it off, and I had to wear it for three to six more weeks.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was, like, getting a little worried because wrestling season was coming up.
Did it get, like, did it affect wrestling at all, or were you off
I mean,
the time?
I had to wear a brace, an ankle brace, for, like, the beginning, but it didn't really affect.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, at least it didn't affect, like, too bad. And remember, if you're just tuning in now, you're watching Talent Talk with Tyler, Brett, and Kelton, and we're here with Reese Wood, the state wrestler, and now we just found out the daredevil, just Brandon Lucas. You're going to be like Evel Knievel. Is wrestling like your main thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have a future at riding motorcycles?
No.
Oh,
no.
Well, like, we could have had a future Evel Knievel jumping over the little Juniata.
The little Juniata.
You know that train bridge that's like when you're going out towards the poop plant and train bridge?
Yeah.
Why don't you just jump off that?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
It's like I'm telling him to jump off a bridge. Please don't do that.
No.
All right, so since we're getting a little silly, we're getting closer to fast facts. Reese, do you know what fast facts are?
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I want you to answer them as fast as you can.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's begin. So do you Beyblade?
Yes.
What's your favorite nut?
Walnut.
How long does it take?
For what?
You know.
I don't know.
Where were you born?
Altoona.
Do you enjoy yodeling?
Yes.
How fast can you eat ice cream with a knife?
A knife? Probably under a minute.
Do you eat soup with a fork?
No.
How many barns have you seen in your lifetime?
Probably over 100.
Do you like barns?
Yes.
How long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
15 minutes.
Favorite musician?
I don't really have one.
Beethoven?
Sure.
All right. What's the difference between blue?
The color.
FFA?
No.
Madden or 2K?
Madden.
How many times have you gone to the bathroom in your life?
Too many to count.
If Tyrone had a yoga team, would you join?
Probably.
What's your favorite type of bean?
I don't know.
You like beans?
Yeah.
All right. Which one of us is the most attractive?
I don't know. Probably Kelton.
Are you kidding me?
That's two
again.
In a row.
God.
That's
new streaks?
New streaks? Sure.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Ooh.
Oh.
You know what time it is?
It's time to rap, isn't it?
It is time to rap.
I forgot we even had that. Because we have the truth written down. Mm. Let's ask him the truth just for...
Just
you
for
know,
fun.
Just for fun. And then we'll let you roll around. Okay, so, Kelton, would you like to ask the
I would.
Truth? All right.
So, would you rather get eaten alive or get in a small coffin with centipedes for 10 minutes?
Oh, my God.
Mm, probably get eaten alive.
Really?
I don't like
how
bugs.
How do we know the centipedes wouldn't eat us?
Oh. I guess that is true.
And it's a risk.
I don't like crawling little bugs on me.
What is eating us?
I don't know.
I think it's...
A bear.
Anything
Chris
you can dream of.
Chris is eating
Chris
us alive.
Chris just raised his hand. He goes,
Would you get eaten alive by Chris?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want Chris's mouth touching any part of my body. So that would make me uncomfortable. All right, so
we have a little beat, and you have to freestyle rap.
A little like, bean.
Is there like a category or
you
just,
gotta no, just
about
just
anything?
Let's just start it off. Just give him a feel
this
of it.
And
yeah, hit him with the beat.
Go. Here we go. So, you know, you feel the beat. Just wait for it to drop, and let's see what Reese has got.
I don't know.
You got this.
Here we go. I don't know what to rap about.
There we go, Reese.
Yeah.
Talent yeah. Talk.
Talent Talk. I'm here with Chris Kelton and Tyler and Brent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about wrestling and dirt bikes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirt bikes.
He broke his leg.
He broke his leg. All right. That was good, Reese?
Yeah.
Good? All right. He forgot about me for a second. That kind of hurt my feelings. Okay. Thought he wasn't going to remember. All right. So, Reese, it has been quite a pleasure talking with you. Thank and I'm glad you. That you came on the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank
show.
You for having me.
Hey, guys, don't forget to check out Challenges with Chris down below where he wrestles the fourth best wrestler in the state. Hey, and don't forget to check us out on Spotify, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts. We'll catch you guys next time. See you later.